You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's trending? Well, here in the Mile High City, besides the heat, there's some heat out at Dove Valley because one of our beloved Denver Broncos will now miss the entire NFL season. No, he didn't get hurt. No, he didn't blow out his ACL. He bet on NFL games last year.
Oh, that's a no-no.
It's a big no-no.
Wow.
So now, Ioma Uwazurike, how about that?
Oh, my.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Ioma Uwazurike.
Awesome.
Is going to be watching the games on TV this year. And the NFL will decide next year if he can come back. You know, I've been reading some stuff about this where it's pretty clear cut, right? The gambling rules in the NFL, if you're an NFL player or coach and you gamble on an NFL game, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I keep, even with this story, I read another piece about it where they're like, well, the players aren't exactly sure and they need, you know, more guidance from the league.
Seems pretty cut and dry to me.
I'll just say it and I'll take the heat for it. How stupid do you need to be to need that explained more?
Right.
If you bet on an NFL game, you will not be playing.
Cut and dry.
I don't understand.
Cut and dry. Well, is there a dollar amount or...
Here's the thing. Gambling has... I'm not going to say it has taken over sports, but it is such a major part of it now. And the NFL has opened the doors, you know, and has partnerships with gambling websites. The NFL is in bed with gambling.
Yeah, so if you don't want to mess with that, just play your game.
It is kind of sending mixed messages to the players on, I'll give them that. Because
yeah,
the NFL's like, gambling's
still
great, but you can't do it. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Anyway, there's a Bronco player who's out for the year. By the way, again, training camp will open on Friday. The captain from Captain Crunch, his full name, Jeremy, is Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
He's very important.
He turned 60 this year, and they're finally going to give Captain Crunch his due. He has never actually been a captain. If you look at all the various photos of Captain Crunch, and I can't believe I am talking about this, but it is a big deal. People buy the damn cereal. My stepdaughter still buys Captain Crunch.
It's been cutting up the roof of your mouth for 60 years.
Are you a fan?
No, because it slaughters the roof of your mouth. You walk away from that breakfast bleeding profusely. It's the worst.
Yeah, I have never, not for that reason.
It's horrible.
I've never bought a box of Captain Crunch in my life.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is that with American naval officers, your rank is determined, you know, they show it with the certain bars on your sleeves, the gold bars on the sleeves. And Captain Crunch has always had fewer than a captain would wear. So now finally they're giving him a promotion. And with his 60th anniversary, he will now have the four bars on his uniform and he will actually be a captain.
Oh, it's about damn time.
What a stupid story.
Now go rinse your mouth out.
I was just writing up a piece about this because I love it. Some guy out in California, he's on a one-year lease with his apartment or whatever. But he was going to go up to Vancouver. Oh, beautiful area. Oh, beautiful. You should take your family to Vancouver next time.
Vancouver, okay.
Anyway, he went to spend a few months with his family, so he's kept paying his rent, but he just locked up his place to go spend a couple of months up in Vancouver. And when he got back, he opened the door, and a bunch of his stuff was missing, or a bunch of his stuff was broken. Missing was his PlayStation, his computer, and a gun. He filed a police report, but it turned out nobody broke into his apartment. No, his landlord knew that he would be out of town for a while, so the landlord's like rubbing his hands together saying, I can make a few extra bucks. I will rent this place out as an Airbnb while my tenant is gone. And the people who rented it out broke some stuff and stole some stuff. Oh. The landlord is saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm allowed to do this. This will be going to court, Jer Bear.
Yeah.
Lawsuits
obviously
will be flying on this. But I'm going to be curious to see how this turns out. The landlord does own the place.
Right, but if there's a lease, I don't know if you can go in there and...
What they're quoting is one of the laws that's known as reasonable expectation of privacy.
Right.
But still, what a nightmare. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. You find out...
Funny, though.
Somebody... and then the last thing I've got quickly, this might be a bigger segment for our show, but somebody found at a ski resort down in Australia, you know, it's wintertime down there. They found a phone that somebody had lost because they had zipped it up in their ski jacket or something. And when they clicked on it, there on the front screen was a list of 8 life goals that the owner of the phone had on their screen. And they're all kind of interesting. Like, one of their life goals was quit all nicotine, all right?
Good.
Have $25,000 in a bank account.
Good.
Get good grades in college.
Great.
Get jacked and be 191 pounds. And then there were some odd ones on there, like get better at fighting and don't get a haircut for 3 months.
What's that shaggy look?
Is there a funnier segment that we can do on this?
What are your life goals right now?
Your unusual life goals?
I like to be a better fighter.
Get better at fighting. He also put on there, have 3 girls on the roster.
Oh, well, playa.
On the roster?
Playa.
Dork. Anyway, that might be a bigger segment.
I think so.
What else is trending?
Well, it might be in the 90s all week, but get this. Spirit Halloween has announced the locations of 24 stores in Colorado. They're going to start selling Halloween costumes soon. Decorations, accessories, everything
you
want.
It's in stores already.
Yeah, there's, you know, they take over those empty stores. And you're right, because I was actually just talking to somebody who was wandering through a Costco the other day, and they had all the Halloween costumes out at Costco, which is crazy.
I saw somebody posted a photo of a store, some store they were in, and I think their caption was simply, "This is wrong." Halloween stuff out in July?
July, probably. Let's wait until August. That is their general lease time frame. August until mid-November is when these stores start popping up, but hey, look at the calendar. August is just a few days away.
Just around the corner.
Largest Halloween retailer in the country. 1,500 locations across the United States and Canada, so get ready. Start thinking about that costume.
Hey, maybe I'll be an astronaut this year.
Ooh, that's good. That's creative. Very original. Very unique. Hey, thanks to this Barbenheimer craze that's going on right now, people are talking about this app that's been around for a while, but it's kind of popping again because you've got like 5 hours of movie that you're going to roll through if you do back-to-back Barbie and Oppenheimer. And it's called the Runpee app. And here's a guy on TikTok explaining it.
There's an app you can download on your phone called Runpee. You just press a button when the movie starts, and then it will vibrate 30 seconds before you can make a run to the bathroom. And when you come back, it will tell you what you missed during the boring part. It'll also tell you if there are scenes after the credits and if they're worth staying for.
Isn't that a brilliant app? That's so good.
That's very funny.
I was talking to Steve Marshall yesterday about Oppenheimer. I was like, I really want to go see it, but I hear it's like 3.5 hours long. And I was like, I don't want to have to get up and pee. I don't know if I can hold it for that long anymore. My prostate's the size of a cantaloupe. Hey, Ryan Reynolds is in the news this morning. I guess he's reviving a bunch of stuff from the 80s for his Mint Mobile company. And I guess this time around it's going to be ALF. He's bringing back ALF for a series
of TV show, the alien TV show.
The Hairy Muppet Alien from the 80s, which was one of the best TV shows ever. Anyway, they're going to bring ALF back for a bunch of commercials with Ryan's products. They're going to air this Saturday. He's got a channel, too, on Ryan's Maximum Effort channel. What's that channel? What does he play on there? I don't know.
Remember
ALF, Dom?
But I was just wondering, I mean, isn't he going to have to explain ALF to 2 generations?
Probably.
There's like 2 generations since that...
Probably.
...was watched by...
But yet,
1/100th of the audience.
Kind of an iconic pop culture character, kind of.
It is, but at the same time, it wasn't even a hit when it was on, so.
I don't know about that. I just remember that ALF's big shtick was to eat cats. That was his thing, that he was attracted to cats and he ate them. And so I don't know if they're going to have to change that. I don't know if people would be upset by that now. But yeah, he ate cats. Are you looking it up, how long it was on?
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't on for very long at all.
That is the show, the little Easter egg, where if you watch the opening credits like they used to do with TV shows in the 80s, mm-hmm. they're filming the opening credits and there's a mistake in it where the camera guy like goes to the left too much and you can see the set and the stage, the people sitting out there in the audience, but they just left it in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It had 102 episodes.
All right. So it was
more than I thought. I thought it lasted like one season or something.
Tom Brady's dating a brand new Russian model and television personality. Supermodel, I guess this says. Irina Shayk? Is that how you pronounce her name? I don't know what she's done. I guess she's a model, Dom. I looked her up. She's beautiful. She was caught on video with Tom sitting in a car. He was stroking her cheek in the car. They went back to a hotel. I guess she spent the night at his house. Anyway, Tom's in love again.
There's some good funny story about how she once went to a Super Bowl and rooted against him because she was dating
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, who was an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
So she went and rooted against Tom Brady, and now she's sleeping with him.
How about that?
Okay.
How about that? Old-timey singer Cher is launching her own line of gelato. It's called Cher Lotto. If anyone is interested in that, do your own research.
I would offer to play a song by Cher,
but I don't feel like throwing myself out the window this morning.
I don't think I can.
In celebration of the upcoming Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, there's a new one coming out. A limited number of pizza-scented controllers are being given away by the folks at Xbox. They have a built-in scent diffuser, shaped like a pizza. So while you're sitting there playing your video games, the smell of pizza come wafting out of your hands. I'm telling you right now, dogs everywhere are going to be eating these controllers.
That's funny.
Did they have to do this? I mean, I bet those controllers smell like pizza and Cheetos on their own and sadness.
And body.
Yeah. Just body. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's funny.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page. Yep, we have one still. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There is a hilarious page on Facebook that's been making the rounds, and it's just titled Pictures of People Selling Mirrors.
Okay.
It's so funny because if you think about it, you have to stand in front of the mirror to take a picture of it to sell it. And the things that these mirrors are catching in the reflections are freaking funny. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.